It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Great to be with you on this Monday night. Got some playoff action going on. We'll catch you up on everything. Got some baseball going on. I'll say we'll catch you up on everything, and then I'm not sure. Got some NFL draft reaction to get to. I would like to give some lip service to every team. I'm not sure how to do that best. What do you think, Carlos? What should I do, like a dedicated segment on each team in their draft?
No. We barely spent 30 seconds on the Dolphins.
Well, like, there's a team I want to talk about at some point tonight for sure. Because I think that they had a bad draft.
Yeah.
And that is the San Francisco 49ers.
Can't wait to wail on them.
But, I mean, at some point, am I ever going to mention the Arizona Cardinals draft?
So this is what we do. Let's go through the interesting teams or the teams that had either really good drafts or really bad drafts. And then at the end of the week, we'll pile the rest of them into one segment and call it the crap we didn't get to nor care about.
Okay, so every team we don't really talk about, we can kind of just like zip through.
Yep, I'll play a bit of music and do it Funky Town style.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of these teams had interesting approaches to their draft, but how much of the Minnesota Vikings am I going to talk about? They had five picks.
Negative 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Vikings did take a tight end, Gavin Bartholomew, out of Pittsburgh, a jersey I would get if I was a Viking fan, and if my real name was Bartholomew, which it's not. So don't ever call me that. Don't call me Bert either. Why am I saying this? Because then you're going to call it to me. I don't mind Bort. We've talked about that.
Bort.
I don't mind Bort. Bort. You call me some fun names sometimes. Bartleby, right? That's a good one.
Yeah, I say Bartleby, Bartandalus, Bartimer.
Bartimer? That sounds like Bartometer.
But it's Bartimer.
So the Bartometer that I want.
Enough
with the Bert. Yeah, see, I've been there. The Bartometer that I want to do for this week, which we do it, the Bartometer is a segment we do at this time, but on Thursdays. Thursday nights, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 Pacific. Mm-hmm. We insert a sports topic into the Bartometer. It spits out the top eight. So I want to do a topic of the biggest draft surprises. Like the biggest first day probably. I feel like, though, the Bartometer would have to have a lot of power built up for that one. I feel like that's a tough one. And that is code for I would have to do a lot of work. Not that I don't enjoy doing the work, but as I often say and have said already tonight, is the juice worth the squeeze? So stay tuned on that one. If come Thursday the Bartometer is top eight teams most likely to win the NBA title now, then you'll know that I ran out of time.
Are you serious?
AKA the Bartometer did not have enough power to get things moving and grooving.
Okay. So,
little bit of a hook for later in the week. And I should remind you, since we're on the topic, the Bartometer is moving.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, the Bartometer is moving to Tuesday nights. We've done it on Thursdays ever since we started last January. It is moving to Tuesday nights.
Wow!
In 13, 18, 19 weeks.
Whoa.
19 weeks, the Bartometer will be moving. So plenty of draft stuff to get to. Number one overall, Cam Ward, Tennessee Titans. Looks like he's going to wear Warren Moon's number one, which I don't know if that was Cam Ward's idea or Warren Moon's idea. We'll certainly get to that at some point. Number two was Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter looked like he was going to be a Cleveland Brown, but Jacksonville and Cleveland have been talking for weeks and were ready to make a deal. James Gladstone, GM of the Jaguars, was very excited to get Hunter. They were talking about possibly trading down, and then there was one meeting where Gladstone was like, hey, what if we traded up? This guy is 34 years old. He had his press conference. It was weird because Liam Cohen's younger too. He's 39. But when they're next to each other, it looks like Liam Cohen is James Gladstone's dad.
Duval.
I mean, Gladstone looks young. Gladstone would be like if you asked AI to give you an image of a guy who got rich in Bitcoin at the beginning and then podcast with his buddies as a hobby, but that also makes millions of dollars, I think it would spit out James Gladstone. Gladstone, he talked on Saturday, this courtesy of ESPN, on why he traded up for Travis Hunter.
When we went through the interview process for the general manager position, one of the things that I articulated that my hope for our leadership group was that a trademark would be that when there's an opportunity to be bold, we won't flinch. And I think this was a reflection of that, while at the same time acknowledging that this is a rare talent in the game of football, but also a rare person. And I think it says a lot about who we are as an organization, how we plan to move.
Gladstone looks at Travis Hunter and says, this guy doesn't just have the potential to change our football team. He's got the potential to alter the sport as we know it.
There are players who have the capacity to alter a game. There are players who have the capacity to alter the trajectory of a team. There are very few players who have the capacity to alter the trajectory of the sport itself. Travis, while he has a lot to still earn, in our eyes, has the potential to do just that.
I want to thank Travis Hunter. He appeared on the live stream that we did for the NFL draft show, me and JR. He appeared on the live stream. You can kind of see his pink suit behind me when he was doing an interview. So I was pretty close to Travis Hunter, but I didn't talk to him. I feel like I'm Michael Collins, the guy who went with Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong to the moon. I was right there, but I didn't get to walk the moon or hit golf balls. Do you think Collins the whole time was just looking out the window like, those sons of bees?
Yes.
You took me all this way. God, talking about Michael Collins is like my favorite thing. I mean, what an analogy when you get so close. Yet, he was on the moon. He was on the moon, but he was not on the moon. Neil and Buzz, he had to stay back. Someone had to stay back.
I love the moon.
I do love the moon. I love it more every day, I think, too. I think my moon fondness only grows with each passing year.
I love the moon.
Another GM spoke. This one not as happy. Brandon Bean is the GM of the Buffalo Bills. And prior to his going on the show, the guys on WGR were talking about that the Bills didn't really improve at wide receiver. And wide receiver, you know, that's a position that the Bills have been talking about for a while. They had Stephon Diggs. And then they moved on from him. Last year they did draft Keon Coleman, but it was lower down the board after they had traded out with the Chiefs, who took Xavier Worthy. And I think, you know, Worthy caught a couple of touchdowns in the Super Bowl. And I think so far the returns on that one are a little bit better for the Chiefs than they would be for the Bills. Plus, you traded with the team that you're trying to beat. Why are you letting them come up to get that weapon? The Bills' receiver room has a bunch of that guys there. Josh Palmer, KJ Hamler, Laviska Shenault. Who else is there? They just signed Mac Hollins. Or no, they had him. He went somewhere else. Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman are the, I guess, top two at this point. And then Josh Palmer would be the three. Caden Prather is a guy they did draft in the seventh round out of Maryland. But before they could even really get a question out, Bean let the guys know he wasn't very happy with their conversation.
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points. When you add all the postseason, no one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group?
Well, so when guys act like that, there's two reasons why. I don't know what the reason is, but you either are very confident that you're right and you can't believe that other people don't see it your way, or you know that you screwed up or are wrong, and then you're trying to defend it to make yourself look better. Those are the options to me. I don't know what's what. That's for other people to decide, but he's clearly not happy with the host of the Jeremy and Joe Show on WGR. Now, I have compared the Bills receiver room to the Packers a lot. Because the Packers had moved on from Devontae Adams. The Bills had moved on from Stephon Diggs. And the Chiefs, even the Chiefs, had moved on from Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs were able to win off that, but they had Travis Kelce, which is kind of like a cheat code there. They still had a top receiver. He just wasn't a wide receiver. The Bills, I think there is some addition by subtraction when you get rid of a guy that's very demanding of the football, or at least makes you feel like he needs the football a lot more than, like, even if Stephon's not going in the huddle every time to Josh Allen, he's saying, you still feel that. And so if you can spread it out a little bit more, but you can't completely write off the position. You know, some of these other teams are spending a lot of money at that position, really trying to make sure that they've got the core to do something and to make things work. You think of the Eagles, how much money they've spent on their receivers, and they won a Super Bowl. The Packers, I thought, were in a similar position. And coming into last year, I would have told you as a Packer fan, hey, it's like, why do you need a one receiver when you can have four guys that could be the number one receiver every week? You got Jaden Reed, you got Romeo Doubs, you got Dontavian Wicks, you got Christian Watson. And the Packers wide receivers were very underwhelming. Their numbers, some of the worst in the league. So what did they go do? They drafted two receivers with their first three picks. And the Bills took one as a courtesy in the seventh round. Bean says, hey, it ain't fantasy football. It's real life, guys.
Our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show and you got to have something to bitch about, but bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard. Our job is not to have – it's not fantasy football, like to trot out the best receivers. You got Josh Allen. First thing you got to do is protect him. You can't have everything. You can't have Pro Bowl wide receivers and have a Pro Bowl offensive line and an all-pro quarterback and three great running backs. Like, you gotta pick. Sure, I'd love to play fantasy football, but there's one football, Jeremy. There's one ball.
Yeah, I don't know about you. That seems like a guy who's disgruntled with the wide receiver room he currently has. Like, maybe he wanted more in free agency. Maybe he had some guys targeted that he wasn't able to get. But it does seem like he's coming from a place of being defensive more than trying to promote his wide receiver room. I mean, he's not saying he's got a good wide receiver room. He's saying he can't have a good wide receiver room because he's got to focus on other things. That's what he's saying. But reading between the lines, it seems like he's saying, yeah, we bad. I know we bad. I tried, but I didn't get it done. So that's what it seems like he's saying to me. Now, I wonder if they were in on some guys and then just couldn't get them based on who was available. Again, last year they traded out. Still took a receiver, but allowed the Chiefs to take one. So they had pick number 30. They took Maxwell Hairston out of Kentucky at corner. Golden had already gone then. Abuka had already gone then. There were a bunch of wide receivers that went early. Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. Luther Burden early in the second round. Does he regret not taking one of them? The Bills' next pick they had, did they not have a second-round pick? Did they trade out of that? That was one thing that got really confusing, is who's trading what, who's got what, who did where, who did go, who did we. I think to me what that sounds like is this was a team that they're frustrated that they weren't able to get maybe some of the wide receivers that they had on their board. Yeah, they had a first-round pick. They took a defensive tackle early in the second. Oh, okay. So if they took a defensive tackle early in the second, what had happened in the second? Those two guys went off the board, Higgins and then Burden, went a couple of picks before they ended up taking Sanders. Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like frustration to me. I mean, you don't start blasting these guys you've been on the air with if you're not a little bit frustrated at the situation. And then they're just the trigger men for it. Just like Jerry Jones when he was on with 105.3 in Dallas. It seemed like, are you mad at these guys or are you mad at yourself? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Shedeur Sanders fell to the fifth round. Hey. We're 16 minutes into an hour. I haven't mentioned him yet in this hour. I talked plenty about him in hour number one. Available rewind feature on the Odyssey app. So he got prank called, as did others. It was the son of the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator who got the number. So should the Atlanta Falcons pay a penalty? A fine? A draft pick? Or is this all water under the bridge? Thoughts on that coming up from us. Thoughts on that coming up from you. And much more to get to. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
The Eagles may have been the Super Bowl champions, but they're not hanging a banner next year for most points scored. Brandon Bean and the Bills get to put that one up in the rafters. Was not happy today on his post-draft radio hit, WGR. This portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage. With no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. The Bills receiver room isn't great. You're probably going to rank it pretty low across the league. Yeah, I like this guy. This guy does that. This guy couldn't do that. Yeah. Okay, sure. Comparatively, maybe you take a guy in the third round. Maybe you help that, but he's saying I can't do it all. I gotta work on the defense, so I can't do it all. Well, they did host Elijah Moore for a visit today. He was with the Browns. They put an unrestricted tender on him. So, I don't know. We don't need any more wide receivers. Hang up. Yes, Mr. Moore will see you now. Great. 888-710-4ISN. Quinn is in Buffalo. Hello, Quinn.
How you doing, Bart?
Good. What's up?
I was just going to call in about the Brandon Bean phone call this morning when I was listening to the thing. I was watching on the YouTube stream for the Jeremy and Joe show, and just seeing their faces when he just came after them, they were just in pure shock. I mean, I think it did come out of left field a little bit, but just living in Buffalo the last few years with Jeremy White, he's kind of had this thing called the wide receiver train.
Yeah.
Where he's kind of been like the sole leader of it almost per se. And it's just kind of like he's even had a board with all the list of names in the previous 2 years. And I think it was actually kind of funny is that Brandon Bean's clearly just been upset about this. Like he's almost just can't handle listening to him anymore. And actually in the back of the video, you could see Jeremy White's wide receiver board in the background of the phone call with his shocked face. So I think just maybe Brandon Bean following that the last few years, just being sick of listening to that. I mean, he drafted Keon Coleman last year in the first round, the previous year before that it was Dalton Kincaid. So I think he's just sick of almost, I guess, the narrative where get Josh Allen help when he did the last 2 years. And I mean, yeah, it might not have worked out with two players yet, but then you got glaring needs on defense. So that's why they spent the first 5 picks there.
Did the host spend a lot of time like after trying to figure out what the hell that was all about, or did they move on? How did the rest of the show go?
Oh, the rest of the show kind of was like, it was really kind of just like almost like an awkward, like just kind of watching the phone call. It was kind of just like, it was hard to get through to personally watch it. I mean, just seeing their facial expressions, and Joe just sat there. He didn't even say a single word. I feel like it was more directed towards Jeremy due to the fact that he's been running this wide receiver trend. I mean, even just during the draft, he was tweeting about getting wide receiver after wide receiver. And I mean, or we could pretend that they don't have Twitter accounts, but I mean, Brandon Bean's probably on Twitter just like we are, looking at all those tweets and everything like that. But they took some calls afterwards, and there was some going back and forth. And then at one point, Jeremy actually said, I'm not going to be belittled. So seems like he was a little bit soured at some point and just going back and forth. And then right when their show was still going on when the Elijah Moore news dropped.
Yeah.
So I kind of have a feeling Brandon Bean almost did that as a little like troll job in a way. They purposely went on that rant, and then 2 minutes later, the report came out that Elijah Moore was in town on a business.
Yeah, very. That's all very interesting. Good insight, Quinn. Thanks for calling in to us. Very interesting how that all went down. And I think a reason for Jeremy to keep track of the wide receivers is that this was a draft that was full of wide receivers and like good ones. T-Mac McMillan going number 8 to Arizona. Ibuka going in the first round. Matthew Golden, 3 first-round receivers. You had 4 guys go in the second. You had 6 guys go in the third. I mean, there was a lot of good wide receivers in this draft. And Buffalo finally got in the action in the 7th round. Look, we get it. There's a lot that you have to do. There's a lot that you have to do, and maybe Bean's been upset. Maybe he listens every day to the show. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he just caught him talking about it before he went on, and as he was on hold, and he's like, what is this? This is stupid. But there were a lot of receivers that were available, and this is a team that needs receivers. Now, they spent a lot of time and effort on defense. Okay. But even in the 5th round, they took another tight end. They got a couple of tight ends. So, I don't know. It sounded, just in the little that I've heard, it sounded like maybe Bean was as frustrated. If we're going to do a pie chart, I think, sure, there's some frustration at the host. But also, I don't think he just got on and they didn't even ask a question. He just got on and started complaining. So maybe there was some frustration with himself. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Billy Ray is Oceanside. Billy Ray.
How are we living out there, Bart?
Good, Billy Ray. What's up?
I'm in Oregon, man. I'm like the only black man out here. There's a bunch of happy white people, but this is something else out here, man.
What are you doing up there?
Oh, I just took myself a road trip with an old pal of mine from high school.
Okay, where in Oregon are you?
Well, right now I'm driving in Bend.
Oh, in Bend, Oregon.
It's beautiful up here, man.
Yeah.
It made me think of my old friend, Bart. How was your son's soccer game this weekend? How'd that been going on?
Oh, well, nice of you to ask. Okay, so here's it's not a complaint, but I don't even know if this is something that I need to worry about or not, but we won 7-0.
Old friend Billy Ray, you say anything.
Hey, we won 7-0. This team, like, barely had any shots on us. At one point, I started to think, is it possible my team is too good? Like, what do I do? Do I have to tell them that...
Maybe it was the coaching. Maybe it was that coaching part.
I mean, clearly, I think that had something to do with it.
You having them making them diagonal runs? What you doing?
Oh, yeah. We got plays. We're doing the flying V. We're doing all that. But when you...
Okay, I love that. Now, listen. That brings up my point that I didn't want to talk about. Right.
No one cares. You call. Yeah, you talk about the draft.
You play... But you playing a 4-4-2, you got a 4-4-3-3 going, you playing the WM. Listen, you talking to Billy Ray, I know about every sport.
We only play four at a time, so I we're playing a 2-2.
You playing like a 2-2.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best, Bart. You know what it is. I'm listening to you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, and I appreciate you back. Now, let's talk for the rest of the listeners out there, I guess, what they care about. I care about your son and the team, and congratulations on the 7-0 run. But let's talk about Jimmy Dunn Butler and why them team out here in California going to win the whole thing. What you think? I saw your Milwaukee team done bust last night. I think Jimmy got them straight.
Yeah, they seem like, and I turned off the game right before halftime. I think the Rockets have a lead at halftime here. Rockets,
on the road.
Yeah, Rockets are up 57-50 at half. Warriors came out. They were up like 10 right away, but Rockets took it back. At worst, the series for Warriors, the Warriors are going to be tied 2-2. I mean, if Golden State wins tonight, it's probably just a matter of time. If they don't, it'll probably go 7. But, yeah, Jimmy is exactly what they've been looking for, and there's going to be that last hurrah sort of feel to this. Draymond started the game popping threes, like, okay, this is interesting. This is these backpack threes going down. But, yeah, certainly they are a different team with them, and they're down 7.5 tonight. We'll see.
Let me ask you one last point about it, Bart. Do you think there's anything to it that this Don Homeboy done? He was born in Houston. Back when I think the Bulls came through and they was playing in their championship run, he looked like Michael Jordan, I feel like. No?
Sure. I don't know.
That's what I'm going with. I think they can pull it off. Bart, listen, it's been good talking to you. It's been a long time. Congrats on the Sun and the soccer team. I'll call back soon, man. I miss you.
I miss you, too. Have fun in Oregon. Bend, Oregon is where Billy Ray finds him. Self tonight, if any of you guys are in Bend, Oregon.
He is the whitest man I know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that'll be tested in Bend, Oregon. Let me go to the panel here. Billy asked about my soccer team. We won 7-0. I think it's pretty clear that my team is elite. And even the new kids we got are, like, super good. We only play 10-minute quarters. Four quarters, obviously. Do you think there would be a score that got too high before I would start telling my kids not to score? I mean, they're 5 years old. I can't help it if they're elite, right?
Show no mercy.
But then you feel bad for the other team.
I'll get better. How many kids do you have?
There's four on the field at a time.
No. Total.
12.
Third unit. The non-aggressive kids.
Well, so we definitely have a third unit.
Oh, yeah.
That would get waxed.
There you go.
And we don't play any of them together.
That's the point. You build a big enough lead, you put all the non-aggressive kids out there at the same time, minus one, because then nobody will ever touch the ball. You get one aggressive, four, whatever, three, four non-aggressive, whatever it is that you got the number there,
It's almost like playing ice hockey in Nintendo when we were kids. You get, like, you know, all the skinnies. You get one fatso or medium out there, and you'll be able to dominate enough and hold your own.
Did you say fatso?
You don't remember this? What, am I the only one? The only man? The only old man here? Nobody played ice hockey at Nintendo? There was only three people you could pick from. Skinny, medium, and fat.
Yeah.
The fat guy could shoot, couldn't skate. Skinny guy could skate, but he would get knocked over every 2 seconds. And the medium guy did a little of everything, so you really didn't want him because he didn't do much.
Oh, and this game got rescheduled. I was complaining the other day that the coach had to reschedule all these games because he coaches three teams. Like, somehow that's my problem. And then it's 11:25. The game starts at 11:30. Nobody's there. They all show up like out of Field of Dreams corn at 11:27. And we're like, are we playing you? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, okay. And I said, where's, you know, the coach? And they're like, oh, he can't make it. Where is he? Out of town. What do I go through all this for? Ay, ay, ay.
Those are called forfeits.
Well, good. And I'm glad we beat them 7-0.
There you go. Those are dancing victories. That's ice cream afterwards. Pile all the kids together.
Mm, that's
ice
good.
Ice cream.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. More on the draft. What do I have to get to tonight? There's a few things I have to get to, and it has to be tonight, including Bill Belichick is a creep.
Snap face.
Including the Shadur fake phone calls and why I've already started to tell my son that you should expect Giannis to get traded at some point soon. So those things on the docket and more from you. Right now, an update from Marco Belletti. Oh, Carlos, I did an elite game with my kid yesterday.
I'm listening.
So he's into wrestling, and he's got a little wrestling ring with Cody Rhodes, John Cena, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrestles with the four of them, and the other day he was trying to do like a... He really likes the concept of a Royal Rumble, you know, where somebody's music hits and then they come out and there's 30 guys. So yesterday we found 30 different toys, not all wrestlers, like Ninja Turtles and Superman.
Nice.
And Paw Patrol and Mario and whoever we could find that I could play a song to. And then I found the Royal Rumble like 10, 9, 8, and we'd do that down. And then it would go to one, and then I would hit like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You'd have to go get Raphael, and it was just the best, dude. It was
that
the best.
That sounds so fun. Yeah, I would totally do it with my kids.
And it was a way for me to play with my kid without having to physically engage in play, because that is hard. Daddy, play with me. Playing with the action figures and the toys, it's like, I don't want to do this. For a while, it's fun, and then it's like, just play by yourself, man. But I got to sit in the chair and just play songs off YouTube, and it was very easy. My wife once got me a book called Horizontal Parenting about things you can do and ways to play with your kid by just laying down and not moving. And those are the ways I like to play the most. So that was my parenting for yesterday. Tonight, we did play some hoops. He beat me 72-63, where every shot he takes is a three, and he always wants me to foul him so he can go to the line. And also, if I ever take the lead at any point, he cries. So well, he won again.
Yeah, of course. That sounds like a game that he would win.
Oh, who's coming here, Bert?
Who's coming? It's my
You're
music.
You're listening to the Bart Winkler Show, live from Milwaukee.
It's clobbering time! Oh, good Lord, that's Bart Winkler's music.
The well least done. Intimidating theme of any wrestler that would walk into
Why?
This song.
I think it's good when it hits from the start. Like when you start it and it hits. I think that's like, oh my God, that's Bart Winkler's music. But it is kind of.
But then, yeah,
like,
you let it play on, and we're like, oh, it's just Bart Winkler.
Yeah.
This guy's a jobber.
I like that. I think that was an appropriate choice. I think that that was a. I'm very. Of all the things I'm proud of, I think selecting. That's Butterfly by the group that sings Butterfly. Crazy Town. Yeah.
I mean, that song says everything I needed to know about you before I met you. Everything after meeting you has just confirmed everything about the song selection.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Nothing says a man that has no culture than jam into Crazy Town.
Oh, come on. It's one song. I don't know their other song. 888-710-4ISN. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. Hey, on the nicknames, you didn't mention Greg Zalbardo.
Oh, yeah. That was a dumb thing I forgot to say. You're right. Albardo.
I guess that's a stretch. Anyhow, Michael Collins is actually the equivalent to a player with a Super Bowl ring who didn't actually play in the Super Bowl.
So not Kenny Pickett, because he got a whole series. Remember that, folks.
Well, he played, but Michael Collins is the equivalent to a player with a Super Bowl ring who didn't play in the game. On Bill Belichick, he and I are the same age. If I rated a pretty 25-year-old, she could speak up on my behalf anytime she wanted. Now, quickly on to Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're not sure they're dating.
We'll move on. We're going to move
on. Financial compensation.
Let me get to Shedeur Sanders. He obviously
didn't drop.
He plummeted in the draft because of his interviews. He obviously interviewed poorly. Perhaps you or Carlos or Marco might want to relate your worst interviews, job interviews. Did you ever have interviews where you came out and says, boy, I really blew that one?
Yeah, I tanked a job interview once on purpose.
Let me close out with this so you can take the other callers because you're coming up on the hour.
Oh, thanks.
Mike Green, best steal in the draft, maybe, I hope. Mike Green, the Ravens, getting him in that second round. They need a edge rusher. That guy can play. Has a little issues, maybe. We'll have to overlook some things, but we'll see.
A little, some things.
We have to be all forgiving.
You got to turn the other cheek.
We have to be all forgiving in our lives. Okay, thank you for taking my call, friend.
All right, Robert, thanks for the call. Do you have a bad interview story?
No, I get every job that I want to.
Yeah, you got every job you've ever wanted?
No, of course not. I'm trying to think if I had a bad interview story. No, I mean, I just like everybody else, or at least I think like everybody else, I kind of know when an interview has went well or if it sucked. I thought I interviewed pretty well for this job. And clearly I got it. But there was another job opening before that, and I knew I bombed it. And clearly I did not get it.
Here?
Yeah, here.
Well, Your loss is my gain. I'm glad to have you aboard.
Oh, yeah. And the only thing I lose is just, financial stability. But other than that, everything's great.
I remember a radio job. I was so underqualified. It was to do sales.
No shot.
But I was, like, very young. And I don't even know why they interviewed me. She must have been curious. But it's really stuck with me. A lot of that interview's really stuck with me. One thing she said was that in radio, you're selling air. Like, you're selling air. You're selling time that people listen to. You're selling air. So you have to, like, do the best job of that you can. And then the other thing she told me was, Bart, can we go out to your car right now? And I go, no. She's like, if I look in the car, that tells me a lot about a person. And I've always thought...
Oh, that's not where I thought that was going.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see now what I said. But I've always thought about that. Whenever my car gets dirty, I always think, like, what would this lady think about my car right now? The interview that I had an interview in December of 22. It was with a bank. And they brought me in for an interview. I dreaded having to do this. I didn't want to work for a bank. You know, I wasn't ready. And, but, you know, things were happening.
How did I get this job?
Lincoln
I know,
Tech.
Wasn't here yet. And they seemed to like me, but it was also a Friday, and they were kind of being goofy, and I couldn't tell if... It was weird. And then... So they're like, do you have any other questions? And I go, yeah. Can I, like, only come in 2 days a week?
They're like, what?
I'm like, I don't want to be in the office every day. I do a podcast, and I want to be available to do that and work around that schedule.
Seems reasonable.
And at one point I go, so can I just, should I just leave? Like, do you, I mean, should I just leave? And they're like, thanks for coming in. And I'm sure they giggled. But they were kind of like, I don't know. They kind of no-sold me from the jump, so I don't really feel bad.
Tell them to go scratch.
Yeah. All right, Robert, once again, providing more content. That's a caller, guys. Not that hard. Actually, it is. Robert's elite. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.